Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a lot of great topics. It's going to be a fast-moving show during the first hour. We'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, in just a moment for the Blueprint Power Hour. Then we're going to change it up, and we're going to look at how stress erodes memory. I am living this fact. I can't wait to hear what this doctor has to talk about. Then, in the last half hour of the show, we're going to talk about Maria Shaparova was just disqualified and outed because she was using a performance-enhancing drug no one ever heard of. We're going to be joined by Dr. Mauro DiPasquale to talk about that drug, what it does, and how it enhances performance. But before we get started with that, one quick announcement. St. Paddy's Day is right around the corner. 9 out of 10 leprechauns recommend Thrive Advanced. That's right. Want to know why? Go to thriveprotein.com, thriveprotein.com. Learn about the greatest single protein supplement on the planet. Use the coupon code GREENWITHENVY, all one word, and save 50% off your order of Thrive Advanced. So check that out.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Well, if it wasn't for technology, I'd be doing really good. I can't wait for this the second interview after you, because I got to tell you something. My memory has been suffering, and I have been under such stress for the past year or so, and I've been wondering why. I think I'm going to discover this the answer later today.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking real forward to hearing Dr. DiPasquale and this drug testing pop.
Yeah, absolutely. But you got a couple of announcements we got to hit real quick, too. Fastmusclebook.com, right?
Yeah. You can, for the next couple of weeks, pretty soon it's going to go up. But still, you can get for the lowest price going, and I'm talking under a buck, the pre-launch of my new book, 15 Ways to Grow Drug-Free Muscle. And be sure to visit the newly revamped CoachRobRegish.com homepage. It's just a lot cleaner read about my flagship product.
Yeah, absolutely. And those flagship products are proudly presented on this show every day, so you can learn about them by listening to the show as well. Okay, so I don't have my notes in front of me. You believe this? I am such a... This is what I'm talking about, stress. I'm trying to do way too much these days, and it's really... I mean, something's got to give. You know that old... Remember that song, Something's Got to Give?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling the pressure. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to go to my laptop today to read the questions. Okay.
It starts and ends with a good night's sleep, Carl.
I didn't sleep well last night, so that's interesting you say that. Okay, Ben Andrews says, I listened with great interest your piece about non-hormonal anabolics the other week. Why do you have such a keen interest in those versus steroids, let's say? I mean, I know they're illegal, meaning steroids, but what about HRT?
You know, I have always been fascinated with non-hormonal anabolics going back to my youth, right? Because when I was 15 to 25, let's call it, I was in my prime hormonal years. So I understood it wasn't my hormones that were holding me back. It was my diet and training. And once I got those squared away, my gains exploded. Literally went from 195 to 252. So if during this time steroids were out, then it left non-hormonal anabolics. And the first one I ever came across and had success with was Zoe Discovery's Zebutol. Put on 10 pounds my first bottle, you know, which I thought was remarkable. So I really dug into what it was and how it worked, and thus, you know, my name gets attached to ecdysterone. So I think it's fair to say today the research that has been done at Rutgers and in this country, Germany and elsewhere, has borne out my assertion that the stuff works. In fact, not so long ago, if memory serves, Adele posted up another research paper showing it works. Now, you can argue to what extent, but you can't argue the research is trending in that direction. So I'm exiting my prime hormonal years, right? Now I'm 26, 27. I tried Andro. Remember the original androstenedione?
Yeah.
I got nothing out of it, right? Then I dismissed all pro-hormones until age 30, at which point I think 4-androdiol came out, and somebody got it into a transdermal, and I made my own. Now that, I got something out of. Call it 5 pounds and a noticeable lift in mood. It wasn't until age 34, though, that I tried my first steroid, which was then the sold in GNC methyl-1 testosterone. It was an incredible compound, right? I gained a pound a day or more for 14 days. Then I got my blood work back. Sky-high liver enzymes, put my HDLs in the cellar, and my kidneys were under some stress. Subsequently, tried Superdrol and several others for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, finding less impressive gains and the same lousy side effects. So HRT, I'll speak to in the blueprint tip of the day. Suffice it to say, though, no doc's going to write you a script that's high enough to get you into the super physiological range, which is where the real muscle growth occurs. Now, in my opinion, you want high normal levels of biologically active or free testosterone, so there's your base. Now you can start layering in non-hormonal anabolics. So here's my short list. Essential amino acids, a quality protein blend like Thrive, phosphatidic acid, creatine, and forskolin, which brings me to the bottom line. Yeah, I think testosterone helps, but it's not the be-all, end-all. You know, in fact, I was on HRT for a year and a half. Been off now for almost 5 weeks. Mind you, no HCG, no Clomid, no Tamoxifen, etc. Just 4 of those 5 non-hormonal anabolics that I listed. Conventional wisdom says this is suicide. But I've seen nothing but gains in the gym. So here's my question. Here's the question you need to answer. If a 46-year-old man can gain with what are surely by now below normal test levels, how much better could you do with normal levels of tests plus non-hormonal anabolics?
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll be quite pleasantly surprised.
You know, testosterone is one of those things like protein. We're learning that there is definitely some effects from super physiological levels.
Right.
But there are people out there who have suboptimal testosterone levels, and
yeah,
they are still growing muscle. So, you know, and there are people out there who are eating a lot less than 350 grams of protein a day, and they're still growing muscle, too. So there's more to this story that's still unfolding.
I happen to be one of those people, but I'll get into that later.
Brian Donabed says, I heard your review of Thrive last week. Sounds like great stuff. I'm going to give it a try. I get almost all of my protein from powders. That could be a mistake. But understand what you say about the quality. My problem is quality whey costs now, and the price isn't coming down anytime soon. In order for me to get the required 200 grams a day, what do you suggest? What type of protein, and when do you think I should use it?
Okay. So he's got a deficit of around 150 grams for the day, and he can't afford a quality whey fill those gaps. Now, I'm with you on this one. Not using whole food protein is a mistake, but I'm trying to work within his guidelines here. The other milk protein, casein, isn't much cheaper. And there's no relief in sight for the milk proteins, by the way. So let's talk about alternatives. First up is beef protein, and a popular brand there being Carnivore. You get 28 servings for $23, which sounds good, but hold on, there's more to the story. Beef only has a biological value of 74, which is just 1 point higher than soy. It doesn't mix well either, which may or may not be a factor, you know, for you. At the end of the day, though, that's giving up too much biological value in my book. You're losing, right, 25%.
Right.
Next up is gamma, or pea protein. It's got a biological value of 65, so it's not worth our time. Plus, it tastes like peas.
No, the other pea. Yeah, right. That's funny.
You can find rice protein, which has a much better biological value of 83, but it's still lacking in one or two key aminos. I was unable to locate a biological value for hemp, but suffice it to say, it's lower down the scale. Where things get real interesting is when you start combining other alternative proteins with certain amino acids. Wheat protein, for example, it's got a biological value of just 64. But Lane Norton recently did a study in which wheat protein became as anabolic as whey after he added leucine to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now we got something to talk about. Because at the 90-minute mark, muscle protein synthesis after a meal with this protein was the same in the leucine plus wheat group as in the whey group. Now, I've saved the best for last. Price point. You can find a 5-pound bag of wheat protein online for $20. You know, 5 pounds of whey, and you know it's not the highest quality, will set you back almost 50, so it's less than half the cost. Leucine, or even BCAAs for that matter, or you can pick up dirt cheap. I would suggest adding 3 grams of leucine, mm-hmm. 50 grams of wheat, then mix with some Nestle Quick or strawberry, whatever to taste. Dose that 3 times a day, at least 4 hours apart. Why 4 hours? Because Lane's own research has also found that protein synthesis is maximized when there is a fall, right, between amino acid levels between doses. So presto, there's your missing 150 grams of protein, every bit as good as whey, for less than half the cost.
I got a suggestion, too.
Yeah.
You can get a good grass-fed beef, tip roast, or sirloin tip roast for about $4 to $4.50 a pound.
Where?
From farmers markets and from finding a farmer.
Yeah.
I just did this myself. You slice it thin. You put it on a rack. You put it in your oven at the lowest setting your oven will go, which is usually 165 to 170 degrees. You obviously put some tinfoil under the rack so your oven doesn't get dirty, and you let it cook for about 3.5 hours, and you just made your own beef jerky, okay? And
right.
If you take if you look at it from its pre-dehydrated weight, okay?
Yeah.
You can get 36 grams of protein for about $1.68 a serving.
Wow.
By making your own beef jerky. Now, granted, as you pointed out, you're going to need a little extra EAAs, which is what I would prefer, or BCAAs to get the leucine up a little higher, because as Rob points out, beef protein isn't necessarily as anabolic and metabolic as dairy protein. But you can do this. You don't, and it doesn't have to all be protein powder if you don't want it to be. I mean, you just have to do. Look. The key to all diet is prep. Most people don't want to put the time in. But if you put the time in, You can make pre-dehydrated 8 to 10 pounds of beef jerky that'll last you weeks. Weeks.
Right. Or save it for dinner, you know, when you got more time and you get home.
I sprinkled ginger, ground ginger powder and black pepper on it, and I ate the equivalent of a 3-pound roast in a few days, just in between meals. I used it as my snack.
I bet it was damn good.
Oh, man, I loved it. I loved it. And it's fantastic. And you don't have to worry. Once it's, if it's truly completely dehydrated, you don't have to refrigerate it either. You put it in a bag, put it in a jar, put it in, wrap it in some tin foil. If you want to refrigerate it, you can. But you could carry it with you to work and don't worry about 3 hours later eating it. So that's another option as well. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll have more in just a moment. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com lyn.com/CARBGUIDE.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So, another question for you, Coach. Todd Goddick says, I get what you're saying about Kratom pre-workout. Took 5 grams of Green Malay, 90 minutes, and just stayed at home. I was in great mood half an hour after dosing. My pupils were like pinholes, though, just like you said. The energy was certainly there. What else can you tell me? I've heard of Kratom before a workout.
Yeah. You know, using a pre-workout is something I've been toying with for years. I'm not sure where it started, but the performance enhancement aspects of it are pretty clear. You get this stream of controlled energy, focus, and a feeling of needing to get things done is what it amounts to. Note what it is not. It is not a dirty type stim feeling, thank God. First off is the strain. You want a white or a green strain as opposed to the reds like Red Vein Borneo or Bali. General rule of thumb, reds are more relaxing, green and white stimulating. Top of the list there would be Green Malay, Green Indo, or Mang Da. Green Malay only because it lasts 7 to 8 hours and it hits within 30 minutes. You know, so the question is, what do you feel? Well, it definitely brightens your mood, you know, lifts your mood, and it will put you in a more positive mindset. You'll feel your muscles relax, but paradoxically, your mind is energized. So this dual stimulant relaxation thing, it's very difficult for me to put into words if you haven't experienced it, but it's there. In most cases, you'll have a great workout, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. So you're in a good mood, you're energized and ready to go, which brings us to problem number one, driving on Kratom. It's not that you can't stay within the solid lines in most cases, but who does that all the time? You might blow through a yellow light and get busted for that, or maybe you went down a hill a little too fast and got pulled over. I have bad news for you. The cop's going to look at those tiny pupils and suspect you're under the influence of something.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are trained in the art of spotting these nuances, and they're damn good at it. Now, I must tell you, the field sobriety test is not something that's easy to pass, even if you're on nothing. You know, for me, it involves following the officer's pen light with my eyes, which they'll do back and forth, sometimes up and down. If you've had too much Kratom, they will wobble, get the Kratom wobbles, in addition to being pinholes. Then he asked me to stand on one foot and count to 30, then the other foot.
I would have said, look, I can't count to 30 on 2 feet. Give me an easier thing to do.
I mean, really, you should try these sometimes. They're not easy, right? Then I walked the infamous line and perhaps one other test. I can't remember. It was 4 years ago. Here's the bottom line. I didn't have any Kratom in my system. I did, however, consume no small amount of Phenibut before this date that I was coming home from. So the officer pulled me over. Immediate line of questioning, what have you been drinking? Have you been drinking? Are you on any drugs? I, of course, said no. I offered to take a breathalyzer, give blood, or whatever.
What if you just say, I just pulled 2 all-night shifts, I'm exhausted?
I guess I could if it didn't come to mind.
Yeah.
But he was having none of it. Long story short, I passed. But boy, was he intent. I was either drinking or on something. Phenibut, by the way, the worst it'll do is if you take way too much, your pupils will be quite dilated. So it goes in the other direction. You can't be too careful with these things. So be aware how it affects you before you get behind the wheel. Otherwise, and this is the safe option, save it for when you're home alone, right, watching the big game or Netflix. It takes somebody who's used a lot of the stuff over a long period of time to be able to say, okay, I'm confident I can get in the car, and even if I make a mistake, you know, I can either talk my way out of it or pass these tests.
Next question comes from Kurt Lundquist. He says, I see where the FDA banned Picamil and or backdoor banned it. What really happened, and what do you think's next?
Well, Picamilin came under scrutiny after the FDA declared that it was a substance that did not meet the statutory definition of a dietary supplement or dietary ingredient. I read through the FDA press release, and they very clearly made the case that although it is simply GABA bound to niacin, an innocuous B vitamin, it wasn't found in nature, nor was there any deficiency syndrome in man, et cetera, et cetera. Long story short, companies carrying it quickly discontinued it. You know, and I rather doubted anyone was going to fight it. It's not a big seller. Not many customers would clamor for it either, which may be what, you know, what the FDA picked it. The reason why they picked it, because if they can get rid of Picamilin like that, they can do it to some of your other favorite chemicals. But I do know of several fans who contacted me, and they were like, look, I got to get more of this stuff. The obvious solution is to stay on top of such things and stock up at the earliest sign of trouble. But let's take that one step further, though. You know, was Picamilin deemed illegal, as a lot of the pro-hormones were? No. Is it on the import alert list? Not that I can see. Which means, in all likelihood, you can still import it from China. And, in fact, if you're concerned, I would actually do that right now. But let's play that game with something else, something like arginine alpha-ketoglutarate. You see that in a lot of pump products. Because if the FDA can make a case that Picamilin is like that, citrulline malate, creatine nitrate, none of those exist in nature either in that form. Mm-hmm. So you want to place a small order with a Chinese supplier to ensure quality, and then, you know, have them out there as a backup. Alibaba.com is the conduit, and you'll be asked to email a Chinese supplier for a quote. Most of them are pretty responsive, by the way, though you need to be aware of quality, particularly things coming out of China. Now, in my experience, it really boils down to the supplement in question. Something like alpha, you know, arginine alpha-ketoglutarate, it either is or it isn't, meaning it has a known CIS number, a known molecular weight, and chemical formula. Rapatogam carthamoids extract, however, is another matter, because the Chinese suppliers that I checked list a molecular weight of C27H44O7. That corresponds to 20-hydroxyectosterone, not the full-spectrum RCE, which contains dozens of ectes. So as you can see, it gets dicey when there's more than one chemical in the mix. As to what's next, I have no idea. There's fertile ground in the area of SARMs, research chemicals, and so-called male enhancement formulas. You should also bookmark FDA.gov and sign up for their email alerts. If you'd rather not, simply punch in your chemical of interest into their search engine. I punched in picamelon, and immediately it brings up their warning letter, position on the matter, etc. In all candor, these are scary times, because it seems our government is intent on backdoor banning select supplements. And these are supplements, by the way, that are not causing problems. Just think, picamelon did not have a single adverse event report that I could locate. I've never heard of one. Does anyone know anyone who's OD'd on picamelon or even had problems? Of course not. It's gabapentiniacin. It was simply the FDA testing the waters, and it worked. You need to stay vigilant.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So Gordon Waddell says, what do you make of this new stuff, MesoRx Formula 454? Ad copy alludes to terkesterone, mesobolan, methoxyisoflavone, iproflavone. Further states Duchenne was behind it after consulting with Dr. Sirov in Russia. What is it? Rob? Did I lose Rob? How could that be?
No, I'm still here. I was on mute. Sorry.
Sorry. What is this MesoRx Formula 454?
Well, it purports to be a combination of one ectosterone, terkesterone, an ecti analog, mesoblin, and methoxy, isoflavone, and iproflavone, which were researched in Hungary some time ago.
But weren't the methoxyisoflavone and iproflavone, weren't they actually, wasn't the real thrust of the research in feeding cattle this stuff and not humans?
Yeah.
It was in animal feeds, right?
Yeah. It never went beyond cattle. And really, if you look at some of the follow-on work, it didn't work in cattle either. But Gordon posted this in our Blueprint Army's member area, and he asked me for my opinion. And he was onto it right away. He's like, you know, this doesn't sound right, but give me your 2 cents. So after reading it, I couldn't believe the story that they were spinning. Something about how Dan Duchesne really, really wanted to bring this to market, but he got locked up on GHB charges before he could. You know, folks, that's 100% complete BS, rubbish. And it's pretty low, too, trying to make money off a dead guy.
Yeah.
You know, and Dr. Sirov, who I'm sure still has his nose to the grindstone in ectosterone research over in Russia. The ad copy, and wouldn't you know it, Amazon.com reviews pitch it as a legal steroid. Now, here's the bonus. It's safe, too.
Because it doesn't work.
And even healthy for you. Predictably, among many of the five-star fake reviews, are plenty in 1 and 2 stars from real users. So reading through each one of them, yes, I went through all 94. I noticed an interesting pattern. The legit reviews speak to the placebo effect early, and then they quickly taper off to zero as they realize that Gainesville once again eludes them. Let's get something straight. The real McCoy Lexoginin is a fine product. I use it myself in Progenitrex. It is not, however, an anabolic steroid, nor does it act like one. If you read this company's write-up, though, you would think it's legal Anavar, which is exactly how they position it. It's not. It's not even close. Now, how about terkesterone? Now, a bit of a bump in red blood cells, a bit more muscle fullness, yes. It is not, however, stronger than D-ball. And yes, they actually made that claim. Similar nonsense was spouted about methoxyisoflavone and iproflavone You can see where this is going, right? And here's the final way they stick it to you. They want $100 a bottle. If that wasn't bad enough, it's 56 caps to a bottle, and they want you to take six a day. At that rate, you'd be going through three bottles a month for a grand total of $300 every 30 days. Folks, you just can't make this stuff up. And I have trouble convincing people to try Synthogen or Progenadrex. I just read this and shook my head. Here's the bottom line. Leave this junk where it belongs, you know, in the trash. If you're interested in high-quality Actisterones, buy them from a company that uses realistic write-ups, no comparisons to anabolics, no reference to jacked in the ads, and no convoluted stories about dead guys who can't speak up for themselves. I find this kind of thing, frankly, despicable. But that's our business today. You know, perhaps the FDA should look into behavior like this instead of going after picamelin, but I doubt it. You know, instead they want to go after products that work. In most cases, innocuous products. So stay the hell away from this.
I never thought about using a dead guy to endorse your product. You know, I could easily say that, you know, John Grimmick was the first person to experiment with the formula that became Thrive Advanced, and that's why he was so big and strong.
Yeah.
He's not here to defend himself. Who's gonna stick up for him and say that's not true?
Yeah, not only that, they won't call this stuff Mesoblin because the clowns that were pimping it before them had trademarked the name. Instead, they call it MesoRx Formula 454, and they will use, however, liberally, the name Mesoblin in their ad copy because they know the legit Mesoblin back in the day was a good product and it produced results for people.
Randy Hill says, "Hey, Rob, I'm 19 years old, about 5'10 and 190 pounds. I carry fat around the middle and interested in getting on Shakeology as a way of trimming my waistline. Is this a reputable company, and will the shake do anything for me? Thanks, and love the show."
You know, this is actually a full range of products, but I'll stick with their flagship shake. A 40-gram serving contains 140 calories, half a gram of fat, 19 grams of carbs, 11 grams of sugar, 16 grams of protein, no saturated fat. The actual ingredients aren't bad, but the high sugar content isn't so hot. There's the prop blend of superfoods that's laughable. It's a kitchen sink approach with no real performance enhancers. You know, something like creatine, at least, not in there. There is some fiber in what appears to be appetite suppressants, which is the last thing you need, right, at around this age. More on that in a bit. Which brings me to the cost. They want $130 for a 30-serving bag, which comes out to be $4.33 a shake. The profit margin on this stuff is obscene. Because there are so many different middlemen. The most expensive ingredient is protein. Always is. Most of it is from low biological value plant protein. Now keep in mind, you're getting just 16 grams a serving, which is certainly below, it's going to put it way below the threshold 3 grams of leucine that you need to support muscle growth. That's by design, by the way, since this is a multi-level marketing company. They've got commission baked in for multiple players down the chain. You know, I know max size and strength isn't everyone's goal, but you need to think long-term. When you're this age, you know, in your teens and your early 20s, you need to be training hard and drinking shakes that are 750 calories and up. Not 140. You know, you have the best hormones that you're going to have your entire life. Think about that. Let's say you make it up to 250 like I did. You know, ultimately, I settled in around 225, give or take. And every year past 30, you lose around a half a pound of muscle. Now, okay, you might not train like you did when you were 20, but guess what? Nature's eating away at your muscle, test levels, and a slew of other things every day that ticks by. I go out of my mind seeing this stuff at the gym. I'll leave it at that, but I see a lot of it. These are the kids and the people that they're gunning for, you know, the targets of ignorance and auto ship programs. So, you know, and at the end of the day, they won't gain. And they'll think their diet's on point. They must need the damn roids. Yeah. You know? These are prime targets. This is what leads kids to steroids.
Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Anabolicminds.com is the
the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Sonic, wait up!
Welcome back. The blueprint tip of the day. What coming off a high-dose testosterone cypionate cycle is teaching me.
Yeah, so for those unaware, you know, I've been on doctor-supervised test cyp for about a year and a half now, and at a hefty amount at that. Now, the HRT clinic that wrote this, though, you know, they're no fly-by-night operation. They've been in business for 15 years. So early on, at this high dose, I had labs run showing a total test of 1,500, where the upper end of the range is 1,100. So my GP ran that test. He strolled in and he said, you're being over-medicated. So as an experiment, I cut my dose in half, which saw me in the mid-600s. You know, 650, some call it something like that. At that dose, I felt fine, still felt fine. Training wasn't noticeably different. So I continued with it, reasoning I would just stretch my supply that much further, right? After being on it for over a year, though, might have been right around the one-year mark, I had more labs run, this time showing a high red blood cell count, high hemoglobin, and sky-high hematocrit. Houston, we have a problem. Testosterone over time can build red blood cells, hematocrit, et cetera, with the practical effect being the blood gets thicker. And that isn't good, as it can increase the viscosity of the blood. So, you know, that can increase your risk of clotting, stroke, and other bad things. Things that would hurt my 10-year-old son. So once a month or so, I give blood. That brings my red blood cell levels down to a more respectable level. I have to tell you, though, it spooked me enough to think about coming off. So here's what I did. I came off. Bear in mind, you know, I have plenty more testosterone, HCG, and tamoxifen if I really need it. So on February 16th, I took my last shot of test sip. It was 200 milligrams. Half-life is around 10 days, so around that time, I got labs run again. Total test, 665. Reference range, 250 to 1,100. So right about in the middle. Red blood cell and hematocrit were still high, but they were just outside the range. They were coming down. I still felt good, and I performed surprisingly well in the gym. And at that point, you know, when I discontinued it, I introduced a very low dose of Arimidex plus DHEA, the ECA or EC stack rather, paired with Forskolin, and an over-the-counter test booster. The only other items I was using were Lecithin granules and, of course, Synthogen. Around 3 weeks after discontinuing test, I started to feel it, which is to say my mood took a big hit. You know, I was kind of in a grumpy old man sort of way. The libido's down. But here's what was most obvious. My hair and beard growth really slowed down. On any reasonable dose of test, yeah, I could shave twice a day. Off test, I can shave every other day. Curiously enough, though, I haven't lost any size per the tape measure. haven't lost any weight per the scale, and I continue to make progress with my convict conditioning and strong-range partials and static work. In the gym, I haven't skipped a beat. So tomorrow, I'm going to be going in for more lab work, and we'll see where I'm at. That'll be exactly 1 month off test. And it'll also show just how effective my post-cycle therapy was, or wasn't, as the case may be. I'll be able to report back on that the next show. So here's what we've learned. I have no idea what my test is now, but I'm betting it's low, likely real low. But I'm with Wade Johnson on this one. High testosterone levels alone don't make you big. They don't make you strong, and they're no guarantee of growth. Sure, they help. We all know they do. But I will, you know, I was still making gains when I had a total test of 158, which is what qualified for qualified me for HRT in the first place. Curiously enough, the same labs showing 158 also had my IGF-1 levels sky high.
Mm-hmm.
They were four times above the normal end of the range. I was using no peptides, no IGF-1, no GH, you know, not even GABA or glycine. I was on an intermittent fasting diet.
But that should lower IGF levels, believe it or not.
What's that?
Fasting should lower IGF-1 levels.
Well, for some reason, like I said, mine were four times above the range. I was sleeping well, and I was putting a strong emphasis on pre- and post-workout nutrition. Which brings me to this. If you're experiencing the side effects of low T, by all means, get checked out. But it's not the end of the world if you can't get it, or even if your test levels are in the cellar. All it takes are a rock-solid training strategy, a good night's sleep, and attention to detail insofar as diet and intra-workout nutrition is concerned. All right? Now, yes, there are quality of life issues. You know, not seeing the glass half empty is not a cool thing. But, you know, you don't necessarily need these sky-high levels of tests. And that probably won't be well received, but it's the truth. You can still make gains with low levels of testosterone.
You know, I for the past, over a year, but pretty close to a year, I've reduced my testosterone to 250 milligrams a week. And I'm just as strong in the gym as ever, and I'm putting muscle back on now that I'm trying to.
Yeah.
I think it's just so wasteful. It's like if you're not going to get anything better out of it. And I tell you something else. A good friend of the show has taught me that when you use too much, the excess running around is what causes all the problems.
Yeah.
You know, once you reach that saturation point. In fact, I looked at a study this morning that looked at methyl trienolone. Remember that? That harsh oral trenbolone acetate? And in the presence of such a strong anabolic in high concentrations in rodents, androgen receptor proliferation dropped by 1.8 times.
Wow.
So you have all this excess androgens running around your body, which tells the receptors we don't need all of you because there's so many of them that have that are docked in.
Right.
And the body starts to try to compensate the effects of the androgens by reducing the number of receptors in the body, which is contrary to what everybody believes. Everybody believes the more androgens you have, the body upregulates receptors. That's not true. The body's trying to protect itself from being over-androgenized by reducing receptors. So what good are you doing?
Do you get the high red blood cell count like I do?
No, I don't. I mean, I give blood every 2 months because that's the most that Red Cross will let you do it. No, I don't have that problem. My hematocrit is always on the low side of normal. It's never in the high side. And good. So I don't have that problem.
Good for you.
But I'm also not a high aromatizer. Even when I was doing a gram a week or even 2 grams a week, the highest my estradiol levels ever went was like 65.
Wow.
I know. And I wasn't using any type of aromatase inhibitors or anything like that. Anyway, listen, we got to pull the plug. We got another interview. I got to jump on. Rob Regish, thank you for everything you do, brother.
Thank you.
All right, talk soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how chronic stress could be affecting your memory. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we all suffer from a little memory failure from time to time. It's no big thing, except when it starts to happen chronically. Short-term memory is a very, very volatile thing. My next guest is Dr. Jonathan Godbout. How you doing, Dr. Godbout?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You're Associate Professor of Neuroscience and affiliated with the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So your group just published a study looking at long-term stress and its effect on short-term memory, right?
That's correct.
Why this? What research led to this, and what questions still needed to be answered?
Well, we're interested in interactions between the brain and the immune system. So we're interested in how chronic stress affects these two systems. So we use a model in mice where we look at really chronic stressors, not the stress like that you'd have like giving a presentation or, you know, the stress of doing something new, but really more of a chronic stressor that we provide in the mice. We're interested to see how that changes behavior and cognition. And what we're really trying to do here is add the immune system as a potential component that contributes to inflammation that drives the change in behavior or the cognitive impairment.
Interesting. And then, you know, we've actually done shows on the opposite, where the immune system has a memory component as well, and how it deals with diseases, viruses, and so on and so forth. So this is interesting that it also affects what we consider cognitive memory. So how was this study designed?
Well, this study is designed in mice, so we use something called repeated social defeat. And this is, you have a cohort of mice in a home cage, and mice develop a social hierarchy, so they'll naturally sort of establish a hierarchy in the home cage. And then we add an aggressive male intruder mouse, and we expose the cohort of mice to this intruder for 2 hours a day for 6 straight days. And what happens is this intruder mouse sort of establishes his dominance. He's an alpha male, establishes dominance and will sort of physically and emotionally defeat these other mice. And this is really a chronic stress. So you've probably heard of like fight or flight response.
Right.
You know, something you learned in high school biology. So this will really drive a very strong fight or flight response in the mice. It really sort of stresses them out. And you can see that behaviorally, the mice will get anxious. And what we found, I think, that's really novel component to our work is that we're seeing a lot of immune cells released into circulation. So into the bloodstream, the immune system is dumping cells. And these immune cells seem to have a very inflammatory profile, and they traffic to tissues. And one of the really unique components of our work was that the immune cells trafficked or got into the brain. And we were thinking that we think they have a sort of a direct impact on the brain that influences behavior and can disrupt cognition.
Okay, so obviously this is very similar to chronic stress that people live in today. You know, and also I thought about bullying, children who are in school that are bullied, and, you know, how they don't do well in class and so on. So this is really interesting to me. So this applies very, very closely to the standard American life today, because most of us live under the stress of paying our mortgage, getting to work on, it's like constant. And then if you watch TV, you absorb all this artificial stress that's outside of your sphere of control, but yet it affects you dramatically because it kind of gives you that fight or flight feeling all the time, even when you're sitting in your own home.
Possibly. I mean, I think that this certainly would be on a different, potentially a different level than maybe day-to-day stressors. And, you know, stress affects people different ways. But, you know, some of the clinical comparisons would be, you know, people who suffer bereavement, marital discord, or you know, people who are caregivers of someone with dementia or someone with cancer. So these are bullying might be one of those things, or maybe like more like post-traumatic stressors and war fighters who suffer from that. But certainly, I think it's sort of a next level stressor in comparison to some of the other life stressors. Now, again, some people have different thresholds and different resiliencies, and so maybe for some people, just the stress of normal life seems very chronic. But
wait a minute. But there's another component here that you so clearly elucidate, and that is the linkage to the immune system. So if someone's immune system is overtaxed, they're eating a diet of things that stimulate a constant immune response, and they're also experiencing stress at work, stress at home, they could be the ones that is, you know, the level of stress is subjective, but it may not just be your ability to deal with stress. It may be that your immune system is so overtaxed that now this stress kind of pushes you over the edge.
That's quite possible. I think especially if you're sort of driving more of an inflammatory profile of the immune system. That seems the one, that seems to be sort of the form that, that seems to be more maladaptive. Because you have to remember that having the immune system is beneficial, right? I mean,
right.
That the immune system is what protects us from infection, from disease. It's, you know, surveying the environment. I mean, it's an important component. I think in some of these cases, you kind of drive a maladaptive response by sort of overdriving inflammation. And this can affect multiple systems, not just the immune system, but we were looking at how this inflammation affects the brain and brain processes like cognition, which I think it's pretty obvious that people with chronic stress not only have behavioral things like anxiety and depression, but also have cognitive impairment. So it's interesting to kind of add this immune component to this discussion because now it gives us a new and different target to sort of look at.
Okay, so what tasks did you give the little mice that were living in this constant environment of stress?
Well, we did something looking at sort of memory acquisition and recall. So in this test that we use, it's like it's called a Barnes Maze test, and it's we did a couple different ones, but the one that I think probably that illustrates the best is the Barnes Maze. So you have a sort of a circular table with holes in it, and you train the mice based on visual cues to find an escape hole. So the mice don't like to be out in the open, so they try to find an escape. You have all these little holes, and one of them is actually open, so you train the mouse to find the open escape, and you give several training periods. So with time, you'll find that the mice will rapidly, when they get on top of the maze, they'll run into the escape hole. So if we train them to learn to find where the escape hole is, and then when we use our stress paradigm, we find that the mice that have been stressed take longer to find the escape hole and make more errors. So we find that they have a deficit in the ability to sort of short-term memory recall.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw this on other tests, too. Another sort of version of this is called the Morse water maze, which is a water maze test where you train them to find an escape platform in the water, and you can take that away and then see if they go to the quadrant that's supposed to be there. So in both those assessments, you know, we found there were deficits in the mice that had gone through the stress. And then we found that there was an association with those deficits with the presence of these inflammatory monocytes from the immune system that were in the brain. And they were in areas of the brain associated with cognition.
Mm-hmm.
Hippocampus, for example, is an area of, you know, of learning and memory, especially these spatial memory tasks. We found that, you know, an increased population of these inflammatory monocytes in the hippocampus of the mice that were stressed, and we did not find those monocytes, macrophages, in the brain of the unstressed mice.
What about sleep? So we know that they're nocturnal, but when they were supposed to be sleeping, were the overstressed mice, did they change sleep patterns? Did they have less sleep? Did they anything mentionable about sleep quality?
That's not something we assessed with this study, nor has it been something that we've looked at. But I know that other people have looked at the connection with stress and reduction in sleep patterns. So I think that certainly it's possible that those are affected, but we didn't look at that specifically.
What about gut function? We know that the majority of the immune system is all of these microbes that make up the microbiome that's so fascinating today in a new emerging scientific area. Do we see differences in digestive patterns or anything like that in the overstressed mice?
Yes, so people have published that. Not my group specifically, but one of our collaborators, Mike Bailey, who's at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, has several papers showing that with the chronic stress, there is a change in the microbiome. And there's actually community translocation of gut bacteria outside the gut. So I think there are pretty dramatic stress influences on the gut-brain axis. That's for sure.
Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about if we know anything about this situation reversing itself when the mice are taken out of this high-stress environment. This is a very intriguing discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Midnight Hemp.com.
Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. He over here.
Yeah, welcome back. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Marla DePasquale as we talk about the performance-enhancing drug that Maria Sharapova was using, what it is, what it does. Get to the bottom of that later in the show. Right now we're talking with Dr. Jonathan Godbout. We're talking about stress and short-term memory. So what happens when you take these little mice and remove them from this environment of chronic stress and put them in a normal environment? Does this problem correct itself, or Is there no way to mitigate it?
So one thing that happens is that with the chronic stress, you see that they might have a real sort of anxious behavior for up to 2 weeks afterwards, stopping the stressor. And then cognitive changes seem to persist for about the same amount of time, but they will go back to normal cognition with time after. So there is a resolution. Some of the behaviors don't go back to normal. There's something called social avoidance, and that stays for months later. And that is, I don't know if it's really social avoidance or what you call it, but it's almost like a fear memory. What we do is we re-expose the mice to the aggressor. The aggressor is in the cage, but he's blocked off, so they can't interact physically. But you'll find that the mice will avoid. The normal naive mouse who hasn't seen the stress will interact with that aggressor, where the other mice will avoid him. So it's called social avoidance. So that social avoidance persists for months after the stress. We find that there are actually changes in neurogenesis associated with the stress, too, where we see that there is less neurogenesis in the stress-exposed mice. So I think some of the things are transient and go back to normal, and I think some of the things are longer-lasting. And, you know, you're looking at kind of things, I think, there are two parts. One, I think, is sort of neurobiology-driven, and then another part is sort of inflammatory-driven. So all the inflammatory-driven things seem to be transient in that they go away, where some of the sort of structural changes and neurobiology things seem to last for a bit longer. And what's also interesting is that you can then take these mice, the ones that have been exposed to stress, and we call them stress-sensitized, because if we then challenge them with another stressor later, you know, even months later, we can sort of reactivate the whole system. Mm. So we can now add sort of what we call a sub-threshold stress to the mice, which is now just one cycle of the defeat. And all the stress parameters will come back, all the inflammation, the immune cell trafficking to the brain, and the anxiety will all come back. And in a mouse that's never been exposed to stress, the one cycle or sub-threshold stress will do nothing to that mouse. So that's really an interesting component of what we're doing, is that, you know, even though the mice mostly go back to normal, I think they still have a different baseline state where they seem to be more sensitive to a secondary challenge that happens even months later.
So let's talk about people for a second. Do you think that something like, and I understand that there's limitations on what you could suggest or suppose, but anyway, just for the sake of discussion, there's people out there who are living in what is, for them, above the threshold of manageable stress. What about things like meditation to mitigate those effects? Do you think that there's any benefits for a person who's living in a high-stress environment to start to do things that take them to the other side of this situation and put them in a state of deep relaxation to kind of balance it out or mitigate some of the potential damage?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that there's been studies showing the benefits of meditation, yoga, exercise, you know, diet, doing other sort of social activities that you enjoy. You know, anything that reduces stress in your life seems to have benefit. You know, I mean, I think things work for different people, but yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely evidence that those things work.
You know, I've been under a great deal of stress for at least since the middle of last year, and I've noticed changes in my short-term memory. And the phenomenon is really interesting to me, because when it happens, it's almost like if I'm trying to think of something, I get a glimpse of it, I can see it there, but I can't connect to it. And then all of a sudden, all these other thoughts kind of flood in with it. It's almost like, from a nerve synapse standpoint, the memory is accessible to me, but I can't lock into it. And then there's all this onrush of other stuff. And I notice that I also have a sense of anxiety at that moment. And the anxiety is assigned to my fear of not being able to remember something. Mm-hmm. And that almost creates a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. So I don't know that this is the same thing as these little rodents are experiencing, but it's almost like when you spend so much time in the environment of angst and worry and fear, that the brain seems to go there very easily and very quickly, and a lot of times it's right when you're trying to access a memory.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've experienced some of the same things in my life, too. I mean, I have a stressful job where we have to bring in 50% of our salary off of grants, and
right.
Grants are hard to get. I mean, I feel like some of the same things for me, you know, the chronic stress and the, you know, you feel that, you know, just feel like it disrupts just your normal thought process.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I don't think that this is so unique of a phenomenon. I really believe that there are a lot of people in this country who are living under the stress of, you know, making a paycheck, paying, you know, not going into foreclosure, children are being raised, and all the stress of modern life today. And mm-hmm. I think that short-term memory is something that a lot of people experience problems with today. And I am a student of transcendental meditation, but I have not meditated in years. And I'm going back for a primer course to get back into it, because I feel like I really need to start meditating if I want to maintain quality of cognitive ability right now.
I mean, that sounds great. I mean, I think that those things, you know, if you find them helpful, then you should do them. I think that things that allow us to experience joy or personal reward and take our mind off some of the stresses in our lives is quite beneficial to mindfulness and overall health.
What do you hope clinicians especially, but clinicians and lay people, take away from this research?
Well, I think it provides us with another interesting component to, you know, sort of neurobehavioral deficits like anxiety and depression, that there is an inflammatory component. And I think, you know, sometimes people don't respond to classic therapies, anti-anxiety or anti-depression therapies, mm-hmm. and there might be an inflammatory component to some of these things. And in fact, I mean, people have looked at immune cells in circulation from stressed individuals and seen a higher inflammatory profile. People have reported increased presence of inflammatory macrophages in the brain of people who have committed suicide. So there's something, there's certainly a connection with this immune component in humans as well. So, I mean, I think it's just sort of a new and interesting target, maybe, that, you know, people can get examine to see if they have a change in the profile of their immune cells that are in circulation. It might give us a hint on that could be affecting the brain.
Yeah, because we actually did a show a couple years ago as a result of the Ancestral Health Symposium that we attended that looked at the effects in some people, the effects of inflammation and depression. And there's a very, yeah. very clear link. So this is really intriguing. Listen, I want to thank you for being on the show, Dr. Godbout, very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great. Glad to chat.
Take care.
Yep, take care.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Mauro DiPasquale so we can investigate what was Maria Sharapova using as a performance-enhancing drug. Many of us have never heard of it before. What does it do? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com.
GLCBanner.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better.
Welcome back. 9 out of 10 leprechauns recommend Thrive Advanced. Find out why. Go to thriveprotein.com, thriveprotein.com. Get Thrive Advanced for 50% off. Use the coupon code GREENWITHENVY. This sale ends on March 18th at midnight, so check it out. You know, Maria Sharapova made the news last week after failing a drug test for performance-enhancing drugs, and many of us thought, you know, I wonder what it is. And then when we heard the name of it, we still thought, I wonder what it is. And my next guest is returning friend of the show, and that's Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. How you doing, Mauro?
I'm just fine, Carl.
And
you are too.
And obviously, most people expected to hear things like clenbuterol or androgens or even the Clear, which we all know what was now back in the day from Barry Bonds and all that, and they said Mildrenate. And it was like, this was just added to the ban list recently. Sharapova has been using this for a very, very long time, which also calls into question her past performance. What exactly is Mildrenate?
Well, it's known by two names, Mildrenate and Meldonium. It's basically an L-carnitine congener, and it has an effect on the metabolism, formation, excretion of L-carnitine. Now, it's very complicated and actually involved, and we'll be talking about this when we have the hour show as well.
Yeah, because let me jump in here and just say something. So we're going to do an entire hour on L-carnitine because Dr. DiPasquale realizes that anybody who's interested in performance, in body recomposition, you must understand the power of this amazing amino acid that is highly overlooked. That's going to be in a later show. So this actually affects L-carnitine reuptake or blunts the excretion of L-carnitine from the body?
What it basically does is it decreases the L-carnitine intracellularly and in the mitochondria. And actually decreases the shuttle of acyl fatty acids, long-chain fatty acids, into the mitochondria for breakdown oxidation so it can be used for energy. You know, 2 carbon units coming from the long-chain fatty acids. Now, the first thing I have to say is this works to some extent for people who are carboholics.
All
right? So we're looking at a subset of people who are basically carb The carbs are the main fuel, okay? Fatty acids come in to some extent, but not as much as carbohydrates. So we're looking at an athlete, for example, who is in the carbs. You know, they're 55-60% carbs in their diets. And so their enzyme systems, et cetera, are, and energy systems are based on glycolysis and then the formation of compounds from glycolysis that go into the TCA cycle, which, you know, turns and forms ATP. Now, there's some ATP formed from glycolysis, which you don't get with free fatty acids, and then there's much more ATP from the actual breakdown of the intermediates, pyruvate and even lactate, into intermediates that go into the TCA cycle, which end up with ATP, large amounts of energy, and carbon dioxide and water. So what we have here is people, athletes, who are, you know, based metabolically on utilization of carbohydrates, where fatty acids can actually cause mitochondrial dysfunction if they accumulate too much.
Mm-hmm.
So if L-carnitine levels are increased, for example, and they get more carbon units in long chain and medium chain and even short chain fatty acids into the mitochondria, this actually inhibits their use of carbohydrates effectively.
Mm-hmm. So the way L-carnitine switches mitochondrial substrate utilization to fatty acids, this shifts it to glucose.
Exactly. And what happens is if they get too much of an accumulation, people who are carboholics, I call them, because their energy systems are based on carbs, when you have too much of an accumulation of acetyl-CoA, for example, or acetyl-carnitines or carnitine levels, whether the short, medium, or long-chain fatty acids and break down into the two carbon units, that can actually cause toxicity in the mitochondria.
Is the toxicity from the presence of the fatty acids, or that the fatty acids are blocking the accumulation of all these this glucose that's now not being used?
Both.
Really?
Both, yeah. They can be the actual fatty acids, the acetyl-CoAs, the acetyl-CoA, you know, the various compounds that are L-carnitine and fatty acid can actually be toxic to people who are used to the glycolytic TCA cycle for producing energy. And not only that, but, you know, I don't know if people realize this, and everybody says L-carnitine is basically to get fat, okay, break down fat and use it for energy in the mitochondria. But in fact, it actually is very useful for getting out toxic acetyl-CoA that build up in the mitochondria and even in the cytoplasm out of the system. So it actually makes the glycolytic and other pathways from you know, carbohydrates more effective. And this is why these athletes use it.
So I would imagine that meldonium or mildrenate, whatever your name of choice would be,
mm-hmm.
Is preferred by those quote-unquote endurance athletes who like to carb load. They eat a lot of pasta. They eat a lot of rice. They're eating, you know, 1,000 grams of carbohydrates a day to fuel their 26-mile run. This would be an ideal drug for them.
In a way, it would be, but it has repercussions. For example, in lower intensity exercise, they're not going to be as efficient because of the decrease in L-carnitine. L-carnitine has an effect on everything. Okay, L-carnitine has an effect on, and I'm sure, you know, you're aware of AMPK,
right,
and mTOR,
yeah,
protein synthesis, energy signaling. You know, it even affects. We were talking about epigenetics in the last session. It even affects gene transcription, translation. It forms what they call microRNAs, which are short, non-coding parts of RNA that actually have dramatic changes in the epigenome. So L-carnitine is a very useful compound. And I think some of these athletes, the effect that they're having may actually not be so much that is there, but more of a psychological effect, and in those who are really carb dependent, some physical effects.
Now the media came forth and said meldonium is actually a drug that affects the efficiency of the heart. It allows the heart to work harder. Was this a misunderstanding on their part, or is that one of the benefits of this substrate shift, if you will?
Well, first of all the studies that I've seen are not that great. In other words, they're not really done all that well. They're mainly from Eastern European, mainly Russian studies, have shown, and to me, when I've looked at them, and I've looked at several, they seem very biased as far as the effects of the meldonate. It's really hard to put it in perspective when you know that certain effects of L-carnitine and you know, the acyl carnitines, et cetera, and breakdown of fatty acids, oxidation, use of fatty acids for energy, is so important for endurance athletes. To see all these studies and all these athletes taking it for the purpose of increasing performance, I don't believe it has significant cardiac effects. Mm-hmm. I think the studies are just not well done enough to show this.
I want to do this before we go into the break. I want to plug your websites real quick. And also, are you still signing people up for the newsletter? Because I want to plug
yes.
that as well. Where can people learn more about your products, supplements, books, and everything else?
Well, they can go to www.morrowmd.com. And they can sign up for the newsletter there, or they can send me an email at md.mdplus@gmail.com.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the potential negative attributes of using meldonium or mildronate. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net.
it.
CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
At the starting of the week, at some talks you'll hear them speak.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Mara DePasquale. We're talking about Maria Sharapova's recent positive drug test for meldonium or mildrenate, depending on which, if you're looking at the generic name or the actual drug pharmaceutical name. So this drug was originally designed to be used by the elderly, one of the reports said. Would this be a drug that could help lower blood sugar levels, Dr. DePasquale?
Well, actually, I think it's important to understand that almost all the studies on this substance have been on people who are sick.
Uh-huh.
In other words, they have cardiac problems, they have, you know, coronary stenosis, they have neurological problems, et cetera. And a lot of that is related to mitochondrial dysfunction. Mm-hmm. In other words, their mitochondria aren't working very well. Now, when the mitochondria aren't working very well, the increase in free fatty acids and the use of free fatty acids for energy is limited. It's not like in a normal person. So in those cases where they would depend more on the glycolysis to generate ATP and then the actual citric acid cycle, they may be useful in people who are abnormal as far as their health. So we have to take that into account, first of all. Now, this translates into people now saying, and there have been some rodent studies, for example, on the compounds that show, you know, mixed effects. But these studies, you know, weren't done very well. As far as human studies, there's actually almost, there is nothing that shows that it actually has an ergogenic effect in healthy athletes that don't have mitochondrial dysfunction. You know, this whole business of mildrenate and the problems, which we'll discuss next time, about the side effects of using L-carnitine, choline, lecithin, phosphatidylcholine, etc., is almost like the old argument about fat in endurance athletes inside the mitochondria. You know, for years, fat in the mitochondria was considered a pre-harbinger of diabetes, of coronary artery disease, etc., and increased insulin resistance. And then they found that actually, you know, endurance athletes had more fat in the mitochondria, but were insulin sensitive. So this whole thing kind of degenerates into that kind of thing. I think you'll find that, and we'll discuss this next time, because recent studies have shown that a lot of the negative side effects of using those compounds, which are supposed to be atherogenic and supposed to, you know, affect the heart and et cetera, are actually wrong, and that the L-carnitine use, especially various forms of L-carnitine, will actually help heart health. In other words, you're going to be, your cardiovascular system and other systems are going to be healthier, neurological, et cetera, will be healthier on the compounds rather than not taking them. So there's a lot of confusion here, and in our next 1 hour episode, we'll clear all this up.
Well, in fact, you know, I wrote a blog probably 5-6 years ago after interviewing Dr. Steven Sinatra about his book that he wrote about how to reverse heart failure. You know, he was a traditional cardiologist, crack people's chests open and do all sorts of bypass work and so on. And he changed his practice entirely when he learned the linkage between a couple molecules, acetyl L-carnitine, CoQ10, magnesium and a unique sugar called D-ribose to actually pull people from the precipice of death. The people who are waiting for a heart transplant and it wasn't going to come in time, he started to give them this concoction. And lo and behold, 3 months later, they didn't need the heart transplant.
I can see that, you know. I mean, there are all kinds of compounds that are very effective for that kind of thing. I mean, L-carnitine is available in many forms, as you know. The straight L-carnitine, then you have the acetyl L-carnitine, and, you know, because of different absorption rates, different effects that they can have. One translates into the other anyways. L-carnitine can come from acetyl L-carnitine and acetyl L-carnitine from carnitine. Then we have the propionyl L-carnitines, which are very, very interesting, and we'll be discussing in the next one because it has an effect on energy metabolism. Then you have what you were mentioning, carnitine analogs, which are L-carnitine magnesium citrate, for example, or fumarate or whatever, where they combine a number of elements in the supplement which are cardioprotective and have all kinds of health benefits.
Yeah, it's amazing. So and now what about this drug, Mildrinate, for a second longer? Does it have any dangerous side effects that really it's irresponsible for these athletes to be using?
Well, you know, toxicity studies have not been very good. I've looked at some of them, and they don't show any major toxicity other than, you know, things like diarrhea, nausea, and stuff like that, probably if they overuse the drug. So it's relatively safe, but it really hasn't been tested all that much. So we don't know what side effects down the road, you know, what epigenetic changes are taking place in the decrease in L-carnitine production and the use of L-carnitine and free fatty acids for energy that are going to be detrimental down the line. We don't know. It's an unstudied field.
This drug it comes from Russia, correct?
Right.
Is there an American equivalent to this drug? Do they prescribe something like Mildrinate today?
No, there's nothing available in North America for prescription. You know, over the last 50 years, as I've looked into research, I find that, and this is not to say anything against Eastern Europeans per se, but I find that most of the studies tend to be somewhat unstructured and come to conclusions which sometimes are not supported by the actual study itself. Also, they tend to be of a lower quality. So it's very difficult to trust something like a drug like Mildrinate and other ones, you know, that have been down the line, you know, Piracetam and et cetera, to actually believe everything that comes out of those studies. It's a cure-all for a lot of things.
Right.
And obviously nothing is a cure-all.
Well, you know something funny? I've never really given placebo the respect that it deserves until a recent interview I did. It was probably within the past 2 weeks, where we were looking at gluten sensitivity. Alex Leaf had written an article about it. He's my news director on the website. And it turned out that the placebo effect had such a profound effect on some of these people who thought they were getting a dose of gluten that they developed the gluten sensitivity typical side effects. And they weren't getting any gluten. It was just amazing. They were getting rice flour as opposed to a dose of gluten.
And all this comes about?
Placebo?
Not just the placebo effect. The actual thinking, the actual behavior of the person towards the placebo, which he or she thinks is working as a drug or as an effective compound, believe it or not, changes the epigenome. The epigenome changes to a certain level where it actually has beneficial effects, but usually not prolonged beneficial effects. This would be more over the short term. Over the long term, things change. The epigenome changes again because it finds that, you know, we're not getting the results we should be getting, et cetera, over the long term. And so the placebo effect doesn't continue for long-term periods of time.
But could it continue if we actually understood how to harness the brain power that is causing the acute placebo effect? Could, if we really did understand the power of our thoughts, and I'm not getting all metaphysical here, okay? If we are actually understood the power of our thoughts to influence chemistry in our bodies, could it have a prolonged effect?
It could. Sure, it could. I mean, we'll be able to manipulate the epigenome to a certain extent, so you won't need the drug. All you'll need is the manipulation that the drug would cause. So we're taking out one whole aspect of drug use by genomic manipulation. Sure, that's very viable.
Okay, so to kind of give a teaser, the next show we're going to do specifically about L-carnitine, which is really great to have this as a prelude to that. L-carnitine, you feel, is extremely overlooked, both as an ergogenic, right, and also for health in general. Is carnitine a conditionally essential amino acid? I mean, where does it fall into that category?
Oh, it is conditionally essential. And some people, it is essential if they have some of the enzymes missing. L-carnitine is formed from lysine, actually not actual lysine, but trimethyl lysine and methionine. Now, these are methyl donors. Methyl mm-hmm. donors, as you know, have an effect on DNA by methylation processes mm-hmm. and have an effect on RNA, transcription, protein production, effect in the body, etc. L-carnitine works with so many, it almost encompasses every aspect of metabolism, energy metabolism in the body, by the way it interacts with, and we'll be covering this in detail, interacts with AMPK, with mTOR, with various signaling systems, etc. It's amazingly complex and misunderstood.
Yeah, I can't wait to do this show because I've already ordered my L-carnitine so that after we do the show, I'm going to start taking it. It's amazing.
I take it. I take L-carnitine. And as far as this whole business about the TMMO, the side effects on atherosclerosis and cardiac disease coming from L-carnitine, of course, and then, lecithin, phosphatidylcholine, choline, any methyl donor, even methyl folate.
Right.
It's really misunderstood, and this is something we'll cover because a lot of people are really scared of this. And L-carnitine, they're afraid of taking L-carnitine because they think they're going to have a heart attack.
Right, right. And that's exactly the opposite of what Dr. Steven Sinatra found out. So that's really interesting to me.
There's no doubt about that. We'll cover why as well.
Plug your website again and tell people how they can sign up for the newsletter, and then we will do this next show, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of people to tune in.
Okay. The site is www.moromd.com, and you can sign up for the newsletter right on the site, or email me direct at mdplus@gmail.com. The other thing is I want to mention that if anybody goes on the site and buys any of the supplements, if they use SHR25, they'll get 25% off.
Wow, that's very generous. Very, very generous. And Morrow has the best supplements in the world. People don't realize the quality, and not only the quality of the products that you produce, but the intelligent design that goes in. Dr. DePasquale formulates all his own products. There's nothing out there like them, so you have to check it out. Okay, Morrow, so until next time, okay?
All right. Sounds great, Carl.
Talk soon. I want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to go and check out CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about everything he does. And then, of course, Dr. Godbout. Was his name Godbout? No, Godbout. Godbout. Dr. Godbout about the role of stress and memory. Look at my memory. I can't even remember his name. I just had him on the show a couple minutes ago. You know what? Everybody talks about how stress is a killer. It really is. And we need to find ways to reduce stress and reduce inflammation. Whatever way you can do that, you must do it. Because that is a key to longevity in this world that we live in today. There's just so much stress around us. Every time you turn around, you're being tweaked to be more stressed out. Find ways to be relaxed. Find ways not to worry. Find ways to get good sleep. And find ways to reduce inflammation, and your body will thank you for it because it will keep you alive longer. I will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio, and thank you for listening today.
for the best in real world. No.